And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
So yesterday, you and I were in your office going over some show stuff and just talking about different stuff. And Jackie, who's on during the day here, comes by and she was complaining about her kids. And she's like, they won't stop with this bottle flipping. And I went, what? What are you talking about?
The bottle flip.
Because my kids are younger, first and second grade. And I'm like, am I missing something? What are they doing? And so I Googled it. Apparently, this is a whole thing with middle school and high schoolers.
Right.
This bottle flipping. And explain this to me. Someone who knows, who has kids who are doing the bottle flipping.
Well, I mean, I don't. I can't explain it to you. But I will tell you that a couple weeks ago when I went and talked to my friend's high school class.
Yeah.
They were doing this in the classroom. This is like a big thing with high schoolers.
Okay.
So as far as I know, they take a water bottle like a Dasani or,
one of the
water bottles.
Yeah.
And you try to flip it onto its head, I think. You lay it down from kind of a prone position to trying to flip it up to where it stands vertical.
But if you're super good, it's capping and you get it to land on the cap.
On the cap side. Right.
So this
I think that's how it goes.
So 576-7102, are your kids doing the bottle flipping? Because there were parents, once I started looking it up, there were parents complaining about how much money they were spending. Like the kids were literally buying bottle and dumping out expensive water, and the mom was like, no! That's the really expensive water. And then they're finding...
Well, don't buy your kid Perrier. Let's just start there.
All over the house, and the kids are making all kinds of videos.
Go buy the Hy-Vee water. You'll be fine.
For real, when it's on sale.
Let me ask you something, because I'm not a physicist. I just play one on the radio. But is there any advantage to keeping some water...
Well, I think that's
in
what they're,
the bottle.
From what I've seen, that's what they're doing.
Like, that would give it a weight advantage,
exactly.
I would think, because then you would flip it up and the water would hold it down.
So how hard is it then at that point? Because that, to me,
well, I think it's pretty tough.
If it's an empty bottle, then it's impressive.
Do somebody have a water bottle around here somewhere? We could try this.
Bottle flipping.
Looks like a lot of people here on the phone have this problem. So please, everybody, hold on. Keep calling. Hey, good morning, the show. The bottle flipping phenomenon here.
Definitely. All of my sons and his buddies all try to do it.
And how old are they? What age range?
14.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I've read.
So what's the deal? Do you have to pour all of the water out of the bottle?
Nope, got to have a little bit left in there, so it's got a little leverage.
Yeah, sure, okay. And then do they do this at home now, drive you crazy all night?
Not so much. Well, if we're outside, yes.
I've heard it's the sound, like there's this constant thump.
Oh, well, it's just...
Thump.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Thanks for the call. Hey, good morning, the show. Do you like the bottle flipping phenomenon here?
Oh, yes. I'm a teacher. I would love to report on it.
Yeah.
You're a student?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
Did you say your teacher would love to report on it?
I am a teacher.
Oh,
I would love
okay.
to make
yeah.
a comment on it.
Okay. And how old are your students?
I teach middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
So now water bottles are just one more thing to ban from the classroom, huh?
Oh, my gosh. I'm an art teacher, too, and they flip them all day. And so that plastic at the bottom gets thin, and then it explodes everywhere.
Oh, no.
And it's not just water bottles. Now it's milk cartons. It's anything.
No, they flip lunch everything?
Lunch boxes.
I'm going to flip my milk over here, Jen.
Oh, yeah. It's real fun. And then if they have an iPad out nearby... Well, there you go.
Oh, no.
That too.
And then that crinkle sound.
Yeah.
Crinkle, 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 crinkle.
Of the bottle.
And we've been with middle school students all day. Don't get me wrong. We love them. But after that, it's like, it has to stop.
Is there a small part of you, because when I first read this, I thought, at least they're doing something innocent. Like, at least they're just flipping water bottles.
Sure. Yeah. And they all got it from some YouTube videos from the summer.
There was like
a
kid who
was viral.
This is from what I read, and I don't know if it's true.
So this is new to this year.
It's new this year, exactly.
Okay.
This kid was, they were doing a high school talent show, and he didn't have any other talent, so he walks up there like real suave
and
cocky.
I find that hard to believe.
And he flips this bottle, and the class just goes crazy, and that's what started it off. And so then all these kids are
making
videos.
I should say the craze is new this year. I mean, it's been going on, I don't know, what was it, the end of last year maybe? But the obsession has begun this year.
Wow.
I'd call it an obsession. I mean, it's like they do it so often, I don't even think they're conscious of it sometimes.
Yeah. Probably not.
Just do it in their
We have
now.
Schools in our district that are confiscating now. There's three that I'm aware of, three middle schools, that if you flip, it's gone.
Really?
Because, yes, because of the the accidents that are occurring, the spill, the water, and the noise, the constant noise.
The poor custodians just cleaning up nonstop.
Yes, exactly. The poor custodians.
Oh, man.
They have the patience of angels.
Yes, yes. Well, hey, thank you for the call and for shedding some light on this.
No problem. Thanks for letting me voice my opinion.
Hey, no worries. Anytime. All right, thank you much.
Thank you.
Yep. Let's go to one more here before the end. Hey, good morning, the show. If you turn your radio down for a second for us.
Hello?
All right, there we go. Hello.
Yeah, I was just calling in about the flipping.
Yes.
Yeah, I am a middle school counselor, and so I have lunch duty every day.
Oh. So they can't get away with it in the classroom, they're like, we'll do it at lunch.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So you've got 400 kids at one time in there, but they're flipping their plastic milk cartons all over the place. And it's a nightmare. It's a complete nightmare. And it's milk everywhere, and then they're seeing they can flip it onto each other's plates, and then how far in the air they can get it. So, yeah.
Yeah,
it's an epidemic.
I've seen it landing on heads. I've seen them trying to land on cats. Everything.
It's everywhere. So we do the same thing as the previous caller. We just confiscate, and then that's pretty much all we can do.
But then there's just an endless supply of water bottles.
Exactly.
Though. I mean, they're going to get more. All right, so, Jen, I'm going to start trying to – oh, man, I'm going to get hooked on this now.
Do you have any liquid in there, though? You got to leave a little in.
No, it's a cup.
Okay.
I'm not going to put any liquid in the cup. Man, this is kind of fun after a while.
I feel sorry for
you. Come on, admit it. You go back to your little counselor office and you play, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. I practice. I have an after school club secretly, but don't tell anyone.
The first rule of cup flipping club is not to tell anybody about cup flipping club.
That's what
exactly.
The staff.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Just, yeah, thanks. Bye.
They should all team up and like come out for the big homecoming pep rally and all the teachers line up and just walk out super cocky.
Yes.
They all flip at the same time. Boom. Drop mic.
Oh, I got it. Yes. I am the best in the world.
I'm not flipping my coffee.
You know,
I need
did this years ago with beer. It's called Flippy Cup.
Right.
I mean, what is new about this?
Didn't we originate this?
Yeah. Come on, kids. Everything old is new again. You get Shaylee the millennial in here, she'll be like, oh, I've never seen this game before. Wasn't this cups thing like the big thing a few years ago? You had to take all the cups and stack them.
The
and
stacking
then,
cups
yeah,
was a
right.
huge thing. My kids, and they actually had specific cups you bought for stacking. I'm like, oh,
no. They
yes,
didn't.
They did. They had
no,
a pack.
You buy solo cups.
Yes, you can for
the
much
glorified
cheaper
glorified solo cups
than the cups that they had
right.
for actual stack cups.
$29.95, your cup stacking kit. Oh, geez.
Or the red solo for 79 cents
well,
at
I'm
Aldi.
I'm going to sell a $10 water bottle that's specifically built for flipping.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda. Baby,
if you well, I don't think there were any couples on WKRP, were there?
There was a lot of flirting between Lonnie Anderson and everyone else.
Right? I'm telling you, Bailey was the secret key to that show.
Playing this because Shaylee has no idea what this show is.
I was going to ask if you're speaking English.
Thanks a lot.
Welcome.
All right, it's the show for Friday morning, and what I've uncovered here is a list of the top TV couples of all time. This comes from Entertainment Weekly magazine.
Okay.
All right, so what I have here is a list. These are the top 20 couples, and what we have here are Jen and Shaylee. We have a couple of people on the phone who are going to play, who are each going to take a turn, throwing out a couple, and we'll see who scores higher on the list, okay?
I feel like poor Shaylee.
I'm
is that
already
a disadvantage?
Losing.
Well, I don't know.
Are these before her time, or are these from just all over?
I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, the list is weighted to the last 15 years or so.
Oh, that's going to completely change my answers.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
All right, good
so
to
let's
know.
Go to Frank first. Frank, where are you calling from, buddy?
Right now, Kansas City, Missouri, on the highway.
All right. You feel like you know some TV shows?
Some TV shows, yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Let's get your competitor here. Here's Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Overland Park.
All right, sounds good. So I think our guests should go first.
Yeah.
And ladies first in that one. Jennifer, throw out a TV couple, and let's see where you score, okay?
All right. TV couple. Let me think. I would have to go with the Bundys.
Oh, that's a great one. I didn't think about that.
Bundys.
Peg and Al Bundy.
Right.
Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Al and
Peg
Bundy.
That is a good one. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, not in the top 20.
Really?
No.
Oh, no.
not in the top 20. Nope.
I thought that was a great guess.
Yeah, okay, Frank, you're up. Throw out a TV couple. Let's see where you score here.
If we're going to stay close to the last 15 years, I'm going to go with, off of Friends, Ross and Rachel.
Dang, another good guess.
Ross and Rachel from Friends is number 4.
Well done, Frank. Wow.
Dang. I'm sorry, number 5, because I can't count.
Okay. Frank's at number 5.
Good job. Frank is on the board at number 5. Okay. All right, we'll just go in order here. Jen, you're up next.
My first reaction when you first brought up this list was Cliff and Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show.
Dang it.
Okay.
But now I feel like that's too old.
Oh, no, that's your answer.
Do you want to stick with that? Is that your final answer?
Yeah, just because that was my first, that was my gut reaction.
Not in the top 20.
Oh, Bill Cosby.
And I'm not sure if it's because it's, of, this came out in the last couple days.
So. Thanks a lot, Bill.
That's awkward.
All right, Shaylee the Millennial, you're up.
Very millennial.
A TV couple
show.
Here.
Corey and Topanga.
Oh, okay.
Number 3.
Yeah. Yes. On the list, and Cliff and Claire Huxtable aren't.
All right, we'll do a 3 rounds here. After round 1,
yes.
Shaylee has scored number 3.
Oh, I did want Topanga's
Frank
hair.
Frank is on
Me
the
too.
Board at number 5 with Ross and Rachel. Okay, Jennifer, it's on the phone. Back to you. New couple.
All right. Okay. Well, so could it be animated couples?
There are animated couples, yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with Homer and Marge Simpson.
Nope, they're in at number 11.
That's a good guess, though.
I like that.
Homer and Marge.
All right, Frank, round 2, you're up here. Let's see if you can better your score.
Mike and Molly.
That's a good one.
Good recent guess.
But not on the list at all.
Not in it. All right, but you're still solid at 5. I'm going to go with now Roseanne and Dan from Roseanne. Is that too old?
No, there are older. There are older ones. This goes about all the way back to the beginning of television,
I'm going
really.
With from Roseanne. Roseanne and Dan Connor.
No. There's not. No, they're not on the list at all.
Jen is really good at this.
All right, Shaylee, we're round 2.
Luke and Lorelai.
Ooh, Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore
nice
Girls.
Nice reference.
Also not on the
not
list.
Not on the list.
All right, we go into
like
the last
list.
Round here. Shaylee still leads with number 3, Corey and Topanga. Frank is in at number 5 with Ross and Rachel. Jennifer on the phone, your last guess here.
Okay, my last guess. Let's think here. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I don't know. Let me think. Give me a minute.
I'm trying to think of newer shows. All of
yeah,
mine from
I
the
am
80s.
Too.
It
That's
really covers
what I'm thinking.
The spectrum.
Let's do, I guess, what is
okay, we're going to need a guess, Jennifer.
You've got 3 seconds.
Okay, we're going to do King of the Hill, Peggy and...
Hank?
And Peggy, what was it, Peggy
Wasn't
and...
Wasn't it Hank?
Yeah, well, I can just tell you right now.
It's
no,
not on there.
No,
okay,
King of the Hill.
Under pressure, I couldn't take the pressure.
It's hard. All right, Frank.
All right, Frank, you're up.
Leonard and Penny from Big Bang Theory.
Oh, that's
that
dumb.
Was going to be my next one.
Great one.
That is a really good guess. Not on the list, though.
Oh,
I'm
no.
telling you. This is a real... Look, don't shoot the messenger. That's, I just found the list.
That's okay. where I was going next was Big Bang Theory. All
okay,
right,
Jen.
You. Okay, I'm reaching really far back. I'm going to go All in the Family. I feel like that.
Jen finally gets on the board at number 8.
Okay, I'll take it. I'm just happy to be
in the top
10. Archie and Edith.
I'm going 8.
By the way, Glenn Miller played.
It's the best I can do is 8.
All right, Shaylee, you've got the last guess of everybody here.
I mean, I feel... Would Mickey and Minnie count? Would that is that too generic?
I'm going to say it's too generic, yes.
Oh, okay. Not on the list.
Right.
But you still win at number 3.
I'll take it.
Yeah. All right, well, you do. Okay, so here is the list. Number 1 that you guys didn't get, Jim and Pam from The Office.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Number 2, Lucy and Ricky from I Love Lucy. Corey and Topanga at number 3, April and Andy from Parks and Rec at number 4, Ross and Rachel Friends number 5, Coach and Tammy Taylor from Friday Night Lights.
Never even seen.
I never watched that either.
I don't think I ever watched that.
Meredith and Derek from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh my God.
Archie and Edith at number 8. Carrie and Mr. Big from Sex in the City at number
9.
And at number 10, Florida and James from Good Times. So there we go. Also, the top 20 round of that, Homer and Marge Simpson, Mitch and Sam from Mitch and Cam from Modern Family also scored. Ned and Chuck from Pushing Daisies. There's a show we don't ever think about. Marshall and Lily from How I Met Your Mother.
Good one.
Sean and Angela from Boy Meets World. Chuck and Blair from Gossip Girl. Tony and Carmella from The Sopranos. One of the best shows ever. Zach and Kelly from Saved by the Bell.
Why did I not say that?
Dave and Maddie from Moonlighting. And Sam and Diane from Cheers. The top 20 TV couples of all time.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Jen, Shaylee, I want to get your thoughts on this news story.
Snapchat is breaking into the fashion industry. Kind of. The company just revealed spectacles, sunglasses that record video. The glasses allow wearers to record their daily activities in first person. Like with a traditional phone app, the glasses record videos in 10-second increments. Snapchat CEO Evan Spiegel told the Wall Street Journal the camera has a 115-degree angle lens, which is closer to the human eye's natural view field. But that technology and the freedom to use both hands comes at a price. The glasses cost about $130. Along with the glasses reveal, Spiegel announced a company rebrand. Now Snapchat's website reads Snap Inc., and the homepage says it's a camera company.
All right, so will you pay $130 for sunglasses with a built-in camera that uploads to Snapchat?
Do people want to see me telling my kids to pick up their dirty bowls from the floor and put them in the dishwasher? Because that is what I envision these sunglasses seeing.
Well, right.
But do you wear those in the house?
Well, what else am I going to... My life is
not
exciting.
You're not going to wear sunglasses up in the club, are
you? What I'm saying is my videos would be pathetic. And no one would want to see my life in first person. I live it,
I guess it depends on what you see during the day, right?
Now, Shaylee, I feel like it would be my much better option.
This sounds like
totally
a millennial dream come true.
I would totally do it. I just want to know what colors they come in. That was my first question.
Okay.
But I would totally... I would wear them.
Right.
A heartbeat.
And I don't think 130 sounds like that much.
I don't think so.
When
That's
he said
I want to know
it
what color.
Comes at a price, I was expecting like $4,000.
So do you guys remember when Google Glass came out a few years ago? And they were glasses. They were almost like protection glasses, you know, like construction
goggles.
People would wear. Yeah. And they would. They were like $1,000.
Yeah.
But they recorded every minute of your day.
I didn't like that. But these Snap glasses, Snap spectacles... I would totally wear
spectacles. Now, they're only sunglasses, so you think that people are like, well, when you put a camera on glasses, that sounds like a creeper sort of thing. But with sunglasses, you're not probably going to be wearing them inside, like locker rooms or bathrooms.
Yeah, what kind of privacy questions does this bring up? Because of all, you know, if guys are wearing these around, we've already got a guy running around Overland Park exposing himself.
And look, I've already apologized for that this morning, okay?
It was
all a misunderstanding. Okay? Well, I have gray hair, so I'm just saying.
It's easy to be confused.
Right.
Yeah.
What? But when you're on, like, at a beach, maybe, saying something like that?
I don't want glasses capturing me. If someone else is wearing them, I don't want them.
I mean, I think if you're wearing them at a Chiefs game, like the one we went to, it was beautiful. That would be a really cool video.
That's true.
Because you're walking around Arrowhead, you have your sunglasses on, you're at the
game.
It was a good game. It was beautiful out. That would make for a really
cool
video.
The other question is, do you have to spend $130 to not get your phone out of your pocket and take a picture?
The other question is, I think we've taken the whole thing too far of everyone needs to know everything about my life. You must know what I had for breakfast. You must see my dangling, bloodied finger.
That's what
guy posted on Facebook this morning.
That is true, right. She's all up in arms about people posting injury photos.
What kind of friends do you have?
Don't post your
dangling
fingers.
I'm thinking about, this might be more for like action people. Let's take our, you know, skiing downhill. Would be pretty cool with glasses, wouldn't you admit?
Yeah. On vacation, I would have wore them. That would have been amazing.
You went skydiving,
I wouldn't have had to use your GoPro.
Sure.
And so it would have saved me some time, actually.
Right.
Then it makes sense.
So anyway, that's the newest, latest thing from Snapchat today. Glasses that take pictures for you.
I say we get Shaylee a pair.
I love it.
Because I do want to see the world through her eyes.
Yeah, that is true. For even just a
week. For more judgment.
If we could get you to try these out and see what kind of pictures they take.
We already live vicariously.
Is it pictures and video?
And I just, it takes up to 10-second video.
Oh, awesome.
Hello, did you not listen to the story?
And will it make it a panda?
Yesterday.
Can you change it?
And Jen, by the way, don't anybody be afraid if I start wearing sunglasses indoors. I just want you to say.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The door's opening. Right. What's happening?
Oh, here they come.
Happy Halloween!
Hi.
Whoa.
Hi.
Okay, this is a
I
little creepy.
I have a few costume characters.
Wow, characters galore. Look at this.
Come on in. Come on in. Yes, we have Mr. Ratman representing the Edge of Hell. We have the Beast, Mr. Werewolf, right here representing.
Yes.
Oh, Edge of Hell, Ratman. So sorry. And Wolfman is the Beast. And this is our Frankenstein. And he is with our charity, Don't Be a Monster. We go into local high schools and middle schools this time of year and give presentations on being an upstander and standing up for bullies and taking care of others. So it's a program that Full Moon Productions does.
It's amazing how even in a non-threatening studio, like in just a regular studio, they're still that creepy.
Right?
Like it's still
Well, Jen,
really
we knew
freaky.
That you did not like rats. And so that's why we brought Mr.
Ratman
in. Ratman.
And do not pull anything out of your pocket. Don't. If you pull something out of your pocket.
Okay, look. I won't reach in my pocket.
I don't. So,
I think he's going
for
his jacket.
We're just facing our fears.
Show me a rat.
So, this is,
oh, God. Okay. That's not funny.
Everybody else think that was funny.
We all thought
it was funny.
Thank you. Thank you.
For the record, it was
so,
a fake rat.
Let's talk about it.
Don't bring out
if
a real
you,
rat.
I got to have my hand by this button here, just in case.
If you bring a real, I'm not looking.
Yes, look. Just look. Just look over there.
Please don't. If it's a real rat, I'm going to freak out.
He's got it in his mouth. Look at that.
Is that real?
Well, no. Here's where the batteries go, but he puts up a hell of a fight.
It's the tails that are so gross.
So I heard that it was Face Your Fear Friday.
It is. Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, Face Your Fear Friday.
Please don't stand closer to me.
So one of the things that we know about phobias is that...
Look at the...
Is this your cup?
So one of the things is if we take small doses at a time, you can actually get over your phobia.
Oh, look what else is here.
Oh, and now for
look,
Shaylee,
just in time for Shaylee, there are some killer clowns.
Oh,
all right, so Mr. Clown is at the Macabre Cinema. And at the Macabre Cinema, we have lots of clowns because we have actual movie sets.
What is going on back
here? So one of our movie sets
what
is the Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Okay.
So this is our clown from that movie.
It's not funny. See,
Shaylee is like freaking out right now.
Look how the tables have turned.
This is the best Face Your Fears Friday ever.
Now he'll give hugs.
No. You want a hug? He only has a big old knife in his hand, that's all. Did you hear that?
So Shaylee's deathly afraid of clowns. Me and the rat thing, I'm not good with. This is a fun morning, isn't it?
This is great.
Oh.
So at Full Moon Productions, we're open Thursday through Sundays in the latter part of October. Right now, we're open Fridays and Saturdays. And if you go to Macabre Cinema, we really have these nice clowns available. But we also are doing the anti-bullying program, and we have additional movie sets, Hellraiser, Pinhead, and we have The Mummy, The Scorpion King. So you can actually see the movie sets. The premise is a haunted 1930s movie theater. You go in to watch the scary movie, all antique seats, and you pass through a slit in the movie screen, and then you become the victim inside the movie set.
How cool is that?
Awesome. I think you would be great. Your scream is amazing.
No. She's never been to the haunted houses, so this is something we need to...
I'm scared of everything.
Just give the rat man a hug, will ya?
I'm not touching the rats. The tails are so thick and gross. I can't.
So one of the things in Kansas City that a lot of people don't realize is that this is where the industry began. The Edge of Hell is the oldest commercial haunted attraction in the United States, and I actually represent America Haunts as well. So I'm now the national spokesperson for the haunt industry across the country.
Oh, wow.
And we work with a whole network of haunted attractions. And so one of the interesting things is that that's what people don't understand. The industry began here, and we really created the industry on the commercial side, and that's how the Edge of Hell and the Beast and the Macabre Cinema are nationally ranked. We were really the leaders right here in Kansas City.
That's awesome, which is amazing.
I don't know anything that's been said in the past 8 minutes, because I'm just, he's sitting right next to me with rats, and I don't.
So let's talk about that, your fears. So I'm an expert in fears and phobias, and that's what we're trying to
great.
Evoke.
Perfect, yes.
So obviously there is a mass phobia to rats, to clowns, to snakes.
Got it,
and then there's the whole classic characters of the movies that create that spontaneous feeling inside. So you bring your own adrenaline, and it's really about coming of age. It's tradition. Last year, we had a 90-year-old grandma bring all her children and grandchildren, and I was praying, please, please make it through. And she did. She did. But you have 12-year-olds and 40-year-olds alike that don't make it past the stairs, and we always just say, well, you got your scare in the first few steps, and that was plenty enough.
See? And I feel like I got mine right here in the studio.
I love it.
Solid that this is enough.
Best Face Your Fears Friday of all time.
Ooh, I knew
Thank
there
you
was
all
something
for
coming.
Thank you
we
for having us.
Appreciate it. You guys were great.
Awesome.
Shaylee, how about you? She's having a change of pants coming up for Shaylee.
Visit Full Moon Productions in the West Bottoms. We're only open until the first weekend in November, so it's a short season. But, you know, go Royals, but this year we can celebrate Halloween.
Yes.
Yes, woo-hoo! That's right.
That's so true.
All right, we'll give Jen a moment to recover, and we'll be back on this.
Face Your Fears Friday.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
All right, so after the Face Your Fears Friday, how are you girls feeling?
Honestly, shaky, mm-hmm. And I just told Shaylee, I think I might throw up a little bit. Like, I don't feel
legit.
Okay.
I am shaking. Yep.
So if you missed it about 30 minutes ago, we surprised Jen and Shaylee both, as a matter of fact, we had a rat man from the edge of hell who brought in some rats.
Which I knew about and I was ready for.
And first when the characters came in, I'm like, okay, well, they're scary, but, you know, but then he pulled out a live rat and I am
not.
Well,
that's what he does.
Okay.
That's what
he
walks up and down the line with the rat man
and
he puts the rats in his mouth.
And on my desk. And
yeah.
Near my arm.
Yeah.
And then when we go to take a picture, I thought he put it on my head and I nearly lost my mind.
You handled it very well.
You did, I'd say, fairly well. And then they brought a clown in, and this was a big surprise even to us, actually, because we didn't know this was going to happen. And Shaylee about
went out of her mind.
You have to watch the Facebook Live video. Go to the KC.
And that is true emotion. I'm still trying to come down off of this. I can't.
The KC1021 Facebook page, go, and you can watch the video. Feel free to like us while you're there and scream along.
I would say this Face Your Fears Friday, successful.
I would say I'd like to punch you in the nose right now.
Me too.
But we shall move along to the next part of the Halloween treats. This one a little bit better. This Sunday, Halloween Wars, premiering on the Food Network. Jonathan Bennett, the host.
And I believe he's on the phone with us now. Jonathan, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Let me just set the scene for what we literally just did in the studio, right? So we've got Jonathan Bennett from Halloween Wars. We just did what we call in the show Face Your Fears Friday. I've got Jen here, who is afraid of rats. We've got Shaylee, who's afraid of clowns. And we just brought some characters from our haunted house here in Kansas City with a rat and
a
with a killer
rat.
Clown.
Yeah.
I'm still shaking.
And it was amazing.
Well, that sounds perfect.
It sets the mood for Halloween. And now we bring on Halloween Wars, which is just fantastic. So we're definitely in a scare mood today.
I love it.
And you guys premiere this Sunday night. What kinds of things are going to be happening this season on Halloween Wars?
We premiere this Sunday night with the creator of Chucky. That is one of our judges. How crazy is that? The guy that invented in his brain Chucky. Is that not crazy to you? It's crazy to me, and I worked with him every day.
Yeah.
But like to watch his kind of dark mind work while he watches all these sugar makers and these cake carvers, and they watch them do their stuff. To have Don Mancino watch him do his thing is crazy. We have the creator of Chucky. We have so much spooktacular stuff happening on Halloween Wars here. It's crazy.
Love fantastic. It. Love it. Love it. Love it. This is Halloween is my favorite holiday of the year.
We also have Shaylee the Millennial in here, and she's obsessed with you. She loves Mean Girls. That's her favorite movie of all time.
Oh, hey, guess what? October 3rd is coming up.
I was going to ask you, hey, what day is it?
Well, I can't answer that until October 3rd, but you can check out my social media handles, and on Food Network, we're going to do a big thing for October 3rd.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
What do you get the most? Do people ask you about like being Aaron Samuels, Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, Aaron Samuels, absolutely.
Do people randomly ask you to touch, like, can they touch your hair?
They always ask, can I push your hair back?
Yes.
And I always let them because it's such a great thing being part of Food Network and being part of that wonderful family there and being part of Mean Girls. So I always let them, if they want to push my hair back, go for it.
Oh, that's amazing. That is awesome. I'm telling you, this is the best time. Do you have are you into the movies, like the scary movies and all that stuff? Do you have a favorite scary Halloween movie?
Well, one of my best buddies just bought a house, and I walked into his house with him and his wife and his baby, and I go, guys, this house is great, but it looks like the house from Scream. I will never babysit a day in my life at this house. Like, it's just not going to happen because there's so many open doors.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
No.
No way. Absolutely not.
And then you get that creepy urban legend call from the babysitter. Someone's in the
no
house.
No way. Absolutely not. I will help pay for the babysitter, but I will be at the gym or at the... I will be at the gym. That's where I will be.
Perfect.
That's awesome. And by the way, again, we would be remiss if we didn't mention Dancing with the Stars. We do have a draft here on the show. Are you watching the program? Do you have any favorites for that show?
Oh, my gosh. I haven't seen it this season, but I always will root for my dance partner, Allison Holker, because she's amazing. But I think that Val's doing really well this season, and I think that Pia's doing well this season as well.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to beat Lori Hernandez. She's pretty amazing.
Yeah, what I learned from Dancing with the Stars is that I'm not a dancer.
Yeah.
Well, some people have it, some people don't, right? I mean, that's, you know, some people are
exactly.
Just born with it. That's it. Gets you completely in shape, though, right?
I have abs for days, guys. Abs for days.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, we appreciate it. We're all going to be checking out Halloween War. I'm so in the mood now. This is it. This has kind of turned. The weather here in KC has kind of turned to the chilly.
Officially October tomorrow.
Awesome. Yeah.
It is great. So, and Jen's all about pumpkin spice, too. These girls are pumpkin spice everything.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Perfect. All right. We'll be watching Halloween Wars premieres Sunday at 8 on the Food Network.
Sunday at 8 on the Food Network.
On perfect. October 3rd.
Oh, and then October 3rd. Yes, we'll be celebrating that, too.
October 3rd, big day.
All right, man. Hey, take care. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Just watching the video again, and I'm still freaked out. And it's been an
hour
and a half.
Do you
want
to hear what that moment sounded like when we brought the rat out, by
okay.
the way?
Okay.
And we not only have it, but we have it slowed down, too.
My reaction.
Which is amazing. Here's what happened about an hour ago on
yeah.
the show. Well, Jen,
really
we knew
freaky.
That you did not like rats, and
no,
so that's why we
no.
brought
no.
Mr. Ratman in.
And do not pull anything out of your pocket. Don't. If you pull something out of your pocket.
Okay, look. I won't reach in my pocket.
I don't.
Oh,
I think
he's going
we're
for
just
his jacket.
Facing our fears.
Show me a rat.
So,
this is,
oh, God. Okay. That's not funny.
Everybody else think that was funny.
We all thought,
I thought
it was funny.
That was funny.
Thank you. Thank Woo! You.
For the record,
I
it was a big rat.
Let's talk about it.
Don't bring out
if
a real
you,
rat.
I got to have my hand by this button here, just in case.
If you bring a real rat, I'm not looking.
Yes, look. Just look. Just look over
please
there.
Don't. If it's a real rat, I'm going to freak out.
He's got it in his mouth. Look at that.
Is that real?
Why would you do that?
And look, we slowed it down.
Mouth.
Look at that.
You
like
the
that
worst.
Better?
Then he put the real live rat right in front of me on the desk, and then he put it on the floor, and it started coming toward me. You can watch the video. It's all on our Facebook page. Go to KC1021 Facebook page. And
Face Your Fears Friday.
The show with Jen and Truda on KC1021.